All right, get ready for this deep dive, because today we're looking at something kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's a company blog post from AngelSense.
Okay.
You know, they make that really cool AI-powered assistive tech.
Mm-hmm.
But this post isn't about, like, algorithms or anything super technical like that.
Interesting.
It's more about their company culture, and honestly, it's a breath of fresh air.
I agree. It is really fascinating to see how companies use these casual platforms like blogs.
Yeah.
Give us a little peek behind the scenes, right?
Exactly.
This particular blog post does a fantastic job of capturing what seems like a pretty ordinary moment. Just a company BBQ.
Right.
But they use it to show us something much deeper about their values in the work environment there.
It really does, right? Mm-hmm. It's like they paint this picture of a perfect sunny afternoon.
Yeah.
You can practically smell the delicious BBQ in the air.
I know.
And the whole AngelSense team is just hanging out, enjoying each other's company.
Sounds lovely.
It is, but then they introduce Maria into this story, and the whole post just, like, explodes with this infectious energy.
Ah, that's what makes it so clever, right?
Yeah.
They could have just posted some generic pictures from the BBQ and called it a day.
Totally.
But instead, they focus on this one employee and her genuine reaction, this pure joy she has, and they even call it her snack attack.
I love that.
And it just makes the whole thing so relatable and memorable.
So true. It's like you can almost hear the laughter just reading the post.
Yeah.
And they even include this amazing photo of Maria right in the middle of taking a bite.
Oh, wow.
You can see this pure joy radiating from her face.
Oh!
It's the kind of picture that just makes you smile instantly.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what makes it so effective for showcasing company culture.
Right.
It's not some staged corporate photo shoot or anything.
No.
It's a genuine human moment.
Totally.
It tells you that this is a company where people can just be themselves, let loose, and really enjoy what they're doing.
And the author even talks about how the BBQ felt like more than just a meal.
Oh.
They describe it as like a celebration of camaraderie and shared humanity.
Wow.
You don't often hear those words in a typical corporate blog post.
No, not at all. It's refreshing.
It really is.
It shows that AngelSense is making a real effort to build a sense of community that goes beyond just, you know, getting the work done.
Mm-hmm.
They recognize that when people feel connected and like they belong, they're going to be happier and more engaged.
For sure.
And ultimately, that makes for a more successful company.
Exactly. It's like they've cracked the code to creating a workplace where people genuinely want to be.
It seems like it.
And they don't just talk about it. Mm-hmm. They actually encourage this kind of interaction.
Oh, how so?
Well, at the end of the post, they invite readers to share their own funny food stories.
That's awesome.
It is. It's a smart way to extend that feeling of community beyond just their own company.
I see.
By inviting others to join the conversation, they're creating a dialogue and fostering a sense of belonging.
Right.
And it reinforces their brand identity as a fun and human-centered company.
Very cool. You know, it might seem like just a simple, lighthearted blog post on the surface.
Yeah.
But it actually brings up some really interesting questions about the role of company culture in the world today.
Definitely. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. It makes you think, how much do these small moments of connection and shared laughter really contribute to a positive and productive work environment?
That's exactly what I was thinking. So let's dive a little deeper into that.
Okay.
How important are moments like Maria's snack attack in the grand scheme of things? Like, what kind of impact do they really have?
Well, think about it this way. In a world that's increasingly dominated by technology and remote work, opportunities for genuine human interaction are becoming more and more valuable.
I agree.
They give us a sense of grounding, a reminder that we're all in this together.
For sure.
And those seemingly small moments can actually have a ripple effect.
Yeah.
A shared laugh or a moment of genuine connection, those things can boost morale, build trust within a team, and ultimately lead to a more positive and productive work environment.
It's like that old saying, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Right. But in this case, it's not just about avoiding burnout.
Exactly.
It's about actively creating a workplace where people feel comfortable being themselves.
Yeah.
And enjoying the journey.
I love that.
It's about building a culture where people feel valued, not just for the work they produce, but for who they are as individuals.
Absolutely. And that really shines through in this blog post.
It does. You know what struck me about this post?
What's that?
It's the authenticity of it all.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel forced or overly polished.
Right.
It feels like a genuine glimpse into the heart of AngelSense.
I totally agree. And that's huge when it comes to attracting and retaining talent.
Oh, absolutely.
People want to work for companies that feel human, companies that value their employees as individuals.
And let's be real, who wouldn't want to work in a place where it's okay to have a snack attack every now and then?
I know, right?
Yeah.
It says a lot about their values as an organization.
Exactly. They're not just selling a product or service.
No.
They're selling an experience, a community.
And they're doing it with a sense of humor, which is so important.
I agree. I mean, who doesn't love a good laugh, especially at work?
It can be such a great stress reliever.
For sure.
And a way to build bonds with colleagues.
Humor is such a powerful tool.
It is.
It has this amazing ability to break down barriers, transcend hierarchies, and create a sense of shared understanding.
It's like that instant icebreaker that can turn a room full of strangers into a group of friends.
Exactly.
And when you have that kind of positive energy flowing, it can make all the difference in the world.
It creates an environment of psychological safety,
uh-huh,
where people feel comfortable sharing ideas, taking risks, and even laughing at themselves along the way.
It's so true.
And that's where real innovation happens.
You know, as we're talking about this, I can't help but think about all the research that's been done.
Oh, yeah.
On the science of happiness and well-being at work.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming clearer and clearer that a positive work environment isn't just a nice to have.
Right.
It's essential for both individual and organizational success.
That's a great point. There's a ton of evidence showing that happy employees are more productive,
yeah,
more creative, and more likely to go above and beyond.
Exactly.
And it's not just about individual performance. Uh-huh. It affects the whole team dynamic.
When people feel good about coming to work,
yes,
when they feel connected to their colleagues and the company's mission,
mm-hmm,
it creates a ripple effect that benefits everyone.
And that's what makes this blog post so insightful.
I think so, too.
It's not just a funny story.
No.
It's a powerful example of how a company can create a culture that prioritizes human connection and well-being.
It really is. And it just goes to show that sometimes the most impactful moments aren't the big splashy events.
Right.
But the small, everyday interactions that remind us why we do what we do.
I agree completely. And those seemingly insignificant moments can actually have a ripple effect.
Oh, yeah. Like how?
Well, a shared laugh, a moment of genuine connection. Those things can really boost morale, build trust within a team, and ultimately lead to a more positive and productive work environment.
It's like that old saying, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Right. But in this case, it's not just about avoiding burnout. You know, it's about actively creating a workplace where people feel comfortable being themselves and enjoying what they do.
I love that. It's about building a culture where people feel valued, not just for the work they produce, but for who they are as individuals.
Exactly. And that really shines through in this blog post.
It does. You know what struck me about this post?
What's that? It's the authenticity of it all.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel forced or overly polished.
Right.
It feels like a genuine glimpse into the heart of Angel Sons.
I totally agree. And that's huge when it comes to attracting and retaining talent.
Oh, absolutely.
People want to work for companies that feel human.
Mm-hmm.
Companies that value their employees as individuals.
And let's be real. Who wouldn't want to work in a place where it's okay to have a snack attack every now and then?
I know, right? It says a lot about their values as an organization.
Exactly. They're not just selling a product or a service. Mm-hmm. They're selling an experience, a community.
And they're doing it with a sense of humor, which is so important.
It is. I mean, who doesn't love a good laugh, especially at work?
It can be such a great stress reliever.
For sure.
And a way to build bonds with colleagues.
Humor is such a powerful tool.
It is.
It has this amazing ability to break down barriers, transcend hierarchies, and create a sense of shared understanding.
Just like that instant icebreaker that can turn a room full of strangers into a group of friends.
Exactly.
And when you have that kind of positive energy flowing, it can make all the difference in the world.
It creates an environment of psychological safety where people feel comfortable sharing ideas, taking risks, and even laughing at themselves along the way.
It's so true.
And that's where real innovation happens.
You know, as we're talking about this, I can't help but think about all the research that's been done on the science of happiness and well-being at work.
Mm.
It's becoming clearer and clearer that a positive work environment isn't just a nice to have.
Right.
It's essential for both individual and organizational success.
That's a great point. There's a ton of evidence showing that happy employees are more productive.
Yeah.
More creative, and more likely to go above and beyond.
Exactly.
And it's not just about individual performance.
Right.
It affects the whole team dynamic.
When people feel good about coming to work,
Yes.
When they feel connected to their colleagues and the company's mission,
mm-hmm.
it creates a ripple effect that benefits everyone.
And that's what makes this blog post so insightful.
I think so, too.
It's not just a funny story.
No.
It's a powerful example of how a company can create a culture that prioritizes human connection and well-being.
It really is. And it just goes to show that sometimes the most impactful moments aren't the big splashy events, but the small everyday interactions that remind us why we do what we do.
I agree completely.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into this awesome blog post from AngelSense,
right.
What's the big takeaway for our listeners? Like, what can we all learn from Maria's epic snack attack?
I think it's a great reminder that even in this crazy, fast-paced world where everyone's focused on results, we can't forget about the human element.
It's about creating a work environment where people feel like they can be themselves, where laughter is encouraged, and where those small, spontaneous moments of connection are celebrated.
Right. And remember, it doesn't have to be complicated.
No.
It can be as simple as just sharing a meal together, telling a funny story, or just taking a few minutes to connect with your colleagues on a personal level.
Yeah, those seemingly small moments can really make a difference.
Exactly. They can create a ripple effect, making work more positive, more productive, and ultimately a more human experience for everyone.
And for all the leaders out there, take a page from AngelSense's book. Encourage your teams to embrace their individuality, to have fun, and heck, even to have a snack attack every now and then.
Well said. So to all our listeners out there, let's raise a virtual toast to Maria, the unintentional BBQ hero, and to AngelSense for reminding us that work can be a place of joy, connection, and shared humanity.
Until next time, keep diving deep and don't forget to savor those moments of joy wherever you find them.